one of our beloved evangelists in the city. I know this woman of God has touched many lives here. She has touched my life at one point or another, and she's continuing to amaze me how she's able to coordinate so many, many things. I thank God for one thing about Evangelist Hilda, that she has this zeal that is unending in her to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I just love the way God uses her, even in humility, to reach many people in our city. And so together with me, I would like you to put your hands together and welcome the evangelist of our city, Evangelist Hilda, to bring the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. I'm an evangelist. I like preaching with this because I go all over. Hallelujah. If you really know you are my friend and I invited you, I want to welcome you to come here and we minister together. Pastor Ugo, you surprised me. God bless you. Welcome. Could you come here? Brethren, there are a lot of my friends are invited. Just come, we minister together. This is Pastor Ugo, and he's a minister of the word. Pastor Tony, you have no idea, but very soon you'll know him. Praise the Lord. Dr. Eugene, join me here. You know yourself, Irene. If you know you are my guest, come here. We're going to minister together. You are my guest. You are my guest. Just come here. Even if you have your kid, it's okay. Jockey, what's going on? Come here. You are my guest. I have to minister together with you. If you receive, how many received my text? You come and support the work of God. Lift up your hand. Thank you. Amen. You are my friend. Hallelujah. You are my guest. Praise the Lord. Join them. Hallelujah. You receive my text. Come here. You are my guest today. Gidi okai ha na joki. Dumure ashe. Asha joki here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Carol, you are my guest. Come here. You know what? It's good. That is Giddy's buddy. Hallelujah. These are my guests. I told them, Mama Mumbi, come here. I invited you. You are my guest. Praise the Lord. Yes, I know. Sister Lucy, you are not late. These are my guests. Come here, Sister Lucy. This is my time. This is my chance, okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. Thank you to see you, everybody. I love you so much. And I'll introduce them later. Hallelujah. I want to go through to the word of God. But I want this gentleman to stand up. He's my friend. And he knows me when I was a little girl preaching the word of God. And he came, he was looking for my number all over, me and Giddy. And it was a journey because some, they didn't want to give them our number. And he's just new, very new in the city. And he's 3 years in America. He came to Boston, but he moved here. And the time he got my number, I say, you know what? We are together. Welcome. His name is Gerard. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll do that later. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word of God? Hallelujah. Thanks to see Sister Mombi here. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know the good thing, I know everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, I'm born again. I love my God. I cannot change my God with anything. No matter what, I love King of Kings. And I have a testimony tonight to say I am who I am. And I want you to know you are who you are. through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Do not limit yourself. Touch yourself and say, I am who I am. And God has a good plan for me. And that is the word God spoke to Jeremiah. And say, I knew you before you was born. And I choose you. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm choosing. And God has a good plan for me. A good plan for me to prosper. A good plan for me. Hallelujah. So that I may know that I'm not a tail, I'm the first. Hallelujah. To know that I'm blessed going out and coming back. To know that whether the devil like it or not, I'm choosing. And I know I can do everything through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm here to tell you, you are who you are. I'm here to tell you your dream is coming to pass. I'm here to tell you your vision is coming to pass. Whether the devil like it or not, I'm a mother and a conqueror. Hallelujah. Sometimes the enemy tries to steal your joy. Sometimes your enemy tries to tell you you cannot make it. Sometimes the enemy can try to frustrate you with the sickness, but I'm here to tell you the enemy is under my feet. I'm still focusing to my God and looking up where my health comes from. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. I'm not here to bring a new gospel. I'm not here to bring a new scripture. I'm just here so that we may join together and lift one another high. Hallelujah. And tell you this. If you see me dancing, I have a reason to praise my God. You know, sometimes the enemy try to frustrate you. When you are about to receive to your destiny, something happen and steal your joy. When you are praying and fighting for your family to stand, when you are thinking you are about to get into your destiny and rejoice, something happen. And we are here to cancel tonight. The devil has been trying to finish you. But before he finished you, my God is on your side. And God is saying, the battle don't belong to you. The battle belongs to God. We are failing because we want to fight by our thinking, by our, we compromise about the situation. Because the enemy tries to tell you, you know what? You cannot make it. You know what? Now you have this sickness. You cannot make it. But I have testimony tonight that my God is still God. Is still God. I can request my sister, Dr. Eugene, to stand up. Sees my testimony. I want to build somebody. If you're feeling like giving up, if you feel like you are nobody, I want to tell you you are somebody. And God is just molding you to who he wants you to be. Praise the Lord. This woman of God, I love her so much. She's a prayer warrior. She's a doctor. She had everything. But the time she was like, oh, I'm enjoying the wealth and all that, the enemy hit her with cancer. But guess what? She's still pushing. Amen. Hallelujah, my sister. Amen. She's still pushing. Sometimes I call her, she say, I'm on my dialysis. I say, sister, you are more than a conqueror. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If the enemy tries to kill you, he's not going to kill you. No. You haven't finished your job yet. No. Praise the Lord. Our tongue has to declare. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's a journey. It's a journey. We're going to go straight to the word of God. And the word of God is so simple. I want to talk about David. Because maybe you are there, you are just see like you are nobody, and you cannot even do anything. I want to tell you, God wants you to face your enemy the way you are. Do not put any mask. Just fight the way you are, and God will fight for you. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. The words come from the book of Samuel. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Do you know God has a word for you? To cross this year, you have to cross this year. We, you know, when you are strong, to know that God has seen you from January to December. And when we declare tonight, this I always preach at night. But anyway, when I say tonight, you bear with me, okay? But God has a good plan for you. And the journey we are, you're going to fight the way you are. God don't need any mask. He wants to face you the way you are. Sometimes we are going wrong because we want to comfort our enemies. We want to tell them it's okay. But let me tell you, sometimes you have to kiss them goodbye for what God has for you. Praise the living God. And the word came from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. First, I want, it's a long story, but I want we read from 45 to 47. And here, I will request you stand up and you read the word of God. I need somebody to read the word of God from the book of 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47. If you are there, read for me.
And said David to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the earth and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with sword and spear, but the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into your hands.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hear the Spirit of God saying, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. God will fight for you. You need to be still. Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israel to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea. That is what God told Moses. And I want to tell you, I know the life is not so smooth. Sometimes the way you want your life to be, it's like it's getting worse. But the Holy Spirit of God is saying, just stand still. I'm on your side. I know who you are. I chose you. Praise the Lord. So you are supposed to tell yourself and comfort yourself and say, I am chosen. Praise the Lord. I am chosen. And the Bible tells us very clear. After Samuel anointed Saul to go and fight Philistines, it was not really easy. Because Saul decided to go and do his own things. The Bible tells us very clear that he was told to go and finish everything. But he came to compromise. He came and looked and said, no, 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 we cannot kill this goat. It's so strong, it's nice. So this one will go with it. He went on choosing, praise the Lord, until he saved Hagar, who was supposed to be killed. Hallelujah. Why am I saying this? Because sometimes God has a reason for you to be where you are. And when God tells you, do this, do not compromise. If you compromise, God will reject you. And after rejection of Saul, that's the time God said he's gonna anoint David. And Samuel went to Jesse. Jesse was having how many sons? I always tell you, you are a preacher. We better preach together. How many sons, please, for Jesse? How many? Thank you. Thank you, Mama Mumbi. 7. And when he came to anoint, he asked Jesse, bring all your children. God has somebody he wants to anoint in this house. And when he was going through, looking and say, oh, you are handsome, you are okay, you are strong, but it's not you. Go to the next one. Okay, you are short and you are strong and you are okay, but it's not you. He went on and on and on until he didn't get anybody. He looked at Jesse and said, Jesse, is this the only children you have? And he said, yeah, but I have a little boy. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, but there was a little boy. And maybe that little boy is you today. Praise the Lord. And you know, he said, really, little boy, where is that little boy? He's taking care of the sheep. That is his job. And say, can you bring that boy to me? Praise the Lord. Can you bring that boy to me? And when David just came jumping the same way, you know, he's just a boy throwing stones, hallelujah. And look at Jesus. Look at my God. Who can tell you, I know who you are. I know who you are. You're going to make it. Hallelujah. Whatever you are trying, just face it the way it is, because I'm about to surprise you. Hallelujah. Maybe the business you do, there are a lot of frustration. But I'm telling you, do not give up, because God has a reason for you. He has a reason for you to position yourself there and to stand still without giving up. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So David came and he said, this is the boy. This is the boy. I have to anoint this boy. And the boy just knelt down and he was anointed. I want to encourage you, whatever you are going through, the time has come for you, for God to anoint you. The gift you have, whether the devil wants to turn your gift round and round, putting you in a wrong company, God is pulling you back and tell you, I know who you are. I didn't call you to be on this side. I'm calling you to be on this side. Praise the Lord, somebody. So David was anointed. Now here is the charges. When he was just walking and just in taking care of his daddy's sheep, Jesse called him and said, I want you to take some food to your brothers. Praise the Lord. And he just started walking. And when he was there, he had men talking about Goliath. He was like, okay, what is the offer? I want to ask your neighbor, what is offer to serve my God? What are you going to get if you serve your God? I'm telling you, it is not in vain. The person who did this decoration for Christmas, it's not in vain. Hallelujah. Just give your time, just to come when the others are really enjoying themselves. Praise the Lord. Maybe they are in a party. Praise the Lord. You decided just to come and decorate this tree. It's not in vain. Wherever you are, I'm telling you, your miracle is on the way. In the name of Jesus. Better I serve God. Better I serve in the kingdom. Better I, whatever is going through, I'm not going to run away from God. Do you know, Pastor, we are busy working three jobs, triple, double. It's okay. But you are building for you. You are working for your good. You are working to see your family are well. You are working. But I want us, it's my prayer. For next year, I better work for the kingdom. Do more hours in the kingdom. And you will not regret. Let me work 8 hours, 2 hours to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And everything gonna be well. We are waiting for this church to grow. How can it grow if we let the pastor to do everything? I want to challenge somebody somewhere. What is your duty in this church? Whatever you may do, it's for God's kingdom. And it will create a way for your blessings. So start still. Be there for God's kingdom. Hallelujah. How often do you pray for this church? I'm talking to the members of this church. Praise the Lord. How often do you pray for this church? How often do you show up? But sometimes you work too hard and the body is weak. The time you think, oh, today is Sunday, oh, it's good for me to sleep. And you sleep for you to start a journey tomorrow. To do the same old thing. I want to encourage you. Please, separate. It's only one day, Sunday. Hallelujah. To come to the kingdom, or to come to the house of the Lord. And thank God for giving you strength to work for that whole week. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to the scripture. So David, ask, what is the offer if we kill Goliath? And you know the story of Goliath. Goliath was just knocking his chest and say, where are you? I'm gonna kill you. Well, even if you come as many as you can, no one will defeat me. Okay? Praise the Lord. And guess what? David decided, I'm gonna fight Goliath. The brothers were not happy. It's like, who do you think you are? Remember life of Joseph? The brothers tried to kill his dream. But he couldn't. He couldn't be, you know, be buried with his dream. His dream has to come to pass. Are we together? So even if he went through hard time, the dream came to pass. Sometimes you have a dream, you are struggling with your dream, but I want to tell you, the enemies are there. You're going to face your enemies, but your dream will come to pass. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's for you to know how to fight your enemy. Jesus tried to tell the disciples, the enemies are coming, be alert. Can you watch and pray? But they couldn't pray. Jesus was wounded inside because he knew that the hour has come. But guess what? God was on his side. Praise the Lord. And it's the same way. Look, I love the story of Dr. Moreau. Dr. Moreau, if you follow him, like 3 months, he was preaching about the end time. He was finished his job. He was trying to pour out everything because he didn't want to die with his gift. Hallelujah, somebody. What is your gift? It's our time, your gift, to pour out to many. Praise the Lord. Your gift is somebody is waiting for your gift, Pastor. It's for you to push and pour everything out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just if you are a worshiper, worship like you will never worship again because you don't know about tomorrow. tomorrow. In our prayer line, I was telling people, just thank God for who you are. They start with your hand. Thank God for your hair. Thank God for your eyes you can see. Thank God for your ears you can hear. Thank God for your neck you can turn around. Hallelujah. Thank God because of your hand. You can lift them. You can worship God. You can raise them to the sick and be healed. Thank God because of your faith you can jump. Hallelujah. You can go to work. Hallelujah. We cannot take it for granted. Praise the Lord. Thank God for your back. You can bend and lay. How many are trying to bend? They cannot do it because their back is hurting. It's for us to know how to thank God. It's not for us to wait for Jackie to be sick so that we may try start praying for that sickness. Better we thank God for your life. Hallelujah, somebody. It's time for us to thank God for who he is in our lives. We will not wait for you, Sister Jackie, to be sick so that we may call people marathon prayers for you because you are sick. It's time to say, you know what, my sister, you are wonderful. Oh, Hamashekarabosa. Oh, hallelujah. You are beautiful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for your body. Thank God. And when you thank God, oh, then you say, Lord, remember those who are in hospital. Remember those, even they are bedridden, they don't know where they are. Thank God. Tell God, I know the pain they are going through. But my God, you chose me. I'm strong enough today. What am I supposed to do? Is to pray for them. Praise the Lord. So for you to be strong, Pastor Monena, you know you have it's a journey and there is an assignment for you. When you wake up and jump and say, oh, my body is feeling okay, remember someone who is hurting. Are we together, brethren? Are we together? So David decided to fight Goliath. And he said, okay, I'm going to fight Goliath. And say, okay. The dad say, okay, it's okay, but you have to wear the armor to go and fight. Because this is not just ordinary man. He's a big man. He has been killing lot of people. But guess what? If you feel you can do it, come. They started. Just they put him some shoes. They put him the sword and all that. When David, you know, he's just a boy. He tried to step out. It's like, this is too heavy for me. He tried to see how he gonna fight with this armor. It was like, no, I don't know how to fight with this. You know the problem we have? We are trying to wear armor which is not belong to us. And that is the time when you try to face your enemy, you cannot win because you are faking. Come on, somebody. You are faking. So God wants you the real you. Praise the Lord. Just say, you know what? I'm gonna fight the way I am. David tried to pull the sword, even it was heavy for him. He was even about to fall down. Praise the Lord. And he decided, no. I have been fighting. When I'm on that field, the lion came up and I just killed it the way I was. I don't know how to fight with this. Hallelujah. There are some things you're going to fight the way you are. There are some things you don't need your friends joking to fight for you. It's real you. Praise the Lord. Pastor, there are some things you have to face the way they are and say, God, here I am. Fight for me. Praise the Lord. Because the battle don't belong to me, the battle belongs to God. Hallelujah. My sister, if you feel like giving up because of your husband, guess what? God knows you. He knows why he positioned you in that house. Hallelujah. He will fight for you. Praise the Lord. Where is your husband today? Where is your wife today? Praise the Lord. Even you cannot come together in the house of the Lord. There is something wrong somewhere. But the Holy Spirit is saying, I will fight for you. Touch to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God will fight battle for you. Do not fight for yourself anymore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The time you was jobless, you was coming to the house of God all the time. You was even staying like 7 hours praying in the church by yourself. When we were back home, there is somewhere we call Karura. Karura Forest is where people go for the whole week. It's a forest. You just be crying to God there, fasting and praying. I want to challenge somebody. You was praying 21 days. You was praying even 30 days. Where are you? Even to fast for 3 days, there is a problem somewhere. You cannot even do it. And say, okay, I want to fast today, but you know what? I'll fight from 6 to 6. I'll fast 6 to 6. You know? Yeah, it's okay. But guess what? Remember, that time you was fasting, dry fast for a week. It's time to go back and be real. Praise the Lord. And David, now is the time to face Goliath. Here is Goliath just smiling and boasting and say who you are. And the times he heard that he's fighting with that young boy, he started laughing. Hallelujah. That is the way the enemy gonna laugh at you. Hallelujah. Because he will see, oh, okay, you're gonna win, I'm gonna see. And guess what? You say, you just continue laughing, I'm gonna make it. Hallelujah. And David looked at Goliath and said, okay, here I am. I come not by, but by, praise the Lord. That's the only thing you need. Welcome, Spirit of God, in your life. Welcome, Spirit of God, in your daily things. Welcome, Spirit of God, in your house. Welcome, Spirit of God, in your job. That's the only thing you need. And when you see things going well, you say, not by, but by. And here David is. He didn't know how to fight with the sword. No. He knew how to hold those stones, those rocks, those what, whatever you may call them. Praise the Lord. And what do we call it? This kegola. String. Hallelujah. And he did 1, hallelujah, 2, praise the Lord. And the third one, praise the Lord. And what happened? He went straight and he killed Goliath, that young boy. Today you are a young boy, but God is about to use you. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Maybe you are swinging the first one, you try to hit, it's not happening. You try to hold another one to hit the enemy which is killing your family. It's not working. You hold that one, but turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, this time you're not miss, you're going to conquer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whatever you're going through, it's time to hold your stone good. It's time to focus through God. It's time to lift your eyes unto the Lord, because he will fight for you. Praise the Lord. Do not give up. Do not give up. Satan attacks you when you are close to your destiny. Do you know that? Praise the Lord. No more in the name of Jesus Christ. Enemy attack. When you are close to your destiny, nothing that you've been through will be wasted. Nothing. Nothing. I hear God saying he's gonna rebuild it again. Focus upon me and I'm gonna rebuild again. I don't know what you are trying to do, but I hear the Spirit of God saying, I'm gonna rebuild it again for you. Praise the Lord. Keep on focusing. Hallelujah. I have some few points about fact about your enemy. You will always have an enemy, whether you like it or not. Jesus knew it, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You cannot fight this battle with our God. The second, your enemy is anyone who attempt to subvert you. This assignment God has for your life. There is an assignment God has put it in your life. Just obey and do according to the assignment God has given you. The years you have been wasting, no more. No more. And Pastor Tony, from today, when we are crossing this year, the 2015, we're going to go in another level. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have seen a lot of people having diabetic, high blood pressures and all that because of thinking too much. Don't fight for yourself anymore. If you wake up and you go your job, thank God because you are able to pay your bills. You know what we want. We want more. We want more. We want more. What is okay? But where are we putting our God? Praise the Lord. Your enemy is any person who resets your desire for increase and the reward it brings. David experienced this from his oldest brother, and Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man, and Eliab Agar was kicked against David. You know what? So not everybody appreciates what you do. No one. Jockey, how many are against your radio? But you have a vision. Just continue focusing. God has assigned you to be there so that you may be a voice to be heard all over. So it's not in vain, my sister. Whatever you are doing, God knows why. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we have to let it go. We have to know how to forgive one another. If you want God to raise you from one level to another, know how to forgive one another. Know how to forgive. Before Jesus died, he said, Father, forgive them. Who are we? Praise the Lord. Let us forgive one another. The fourth one is your enemy is anyone unhappy over your progress. Praise the Lord. Fifth is your enemy is anyone who increase or strengthen a person's weakness. God is attempting to remove from your life the real brief life. You know, the real has to come and pretend she's the beautiful, pretend she can take care, hallelujah, of some, come on, somebody. But guess what? The weakness. What is your weakness today? What is your weakness that cannot, you cannot fight the battle God has called you to fight? What is your weakness? Because devil knows your weakness. And that's why Derira show up and say, you know what? You look good. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, what is the secret? You will not know. Man, I don't want to talk about it. Praise the Lord. I don't have a man in the house. But guess what? We know. I'm a counselor. I know. Praise the Lord. Huh? And when she started touching, man of God, and it's like, oh, yeah. Okay, but I love you, but I want to know the secret. Brother Ugo, how many come to your life to try to kill your destiny? How many come to show that, oh, we love you, brother? I will stand with you. But guess what? The time you are turning this way, that was the devil. Praise the Lord. It's for us to discern. May God help you to discern. What God says he will do it for you. The battle don't belong to you. The battle belongs to the King of Kings. I'm here to encourage you, to tell you you're going to make it. Whether the devil like it, you're going to make it. I'm a winner. I'm not a loser. In the name of Jesus Christ, our family are blessed. It's for us to pray and declare and decree in the name of Jesus. When the enemy is trying to kill our family, I'm going to stand and say, my family are blessed, whether the devil like it or not. Hallelujah. Our family will not die. Our family will stay strong. Praise the Lord. It's for us to declare. We're going to declare long life without suffering in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a parent, it's time for you to declare and say, my children will grow fearing God. My children will know how to worship God. My children will know how to preach the word of God. My children, praise the Lord. Amen. Even if you are new in marriage, it's for you to start prophesying for your baby to come. Praise the Lord. And it's going to happen. Know how to declare, because your tongue has power. Your tongue will take you where you want to go. But what comes from your mouth? Is it something to build or is something to kill? Are we together? What comes from your mouth? Be careful. The words which come from your mouth. Is it to build your friend or is it to kill your friend? Is it to build your family or is to kill your family? Is it to build the house of God or is to finish the work of God? Let me tell you, Christian, unless we come together and fight this battle, we cannot win. Why are Muslims winning? Because they focus on one goal. When Christian, we are fighting, my church is better than the other one. Some are fighting for to have a mega church and all that. It's time to come together as Christians and say, we don't care how many members you have, but it's time to pray together. And when we pray together, when the enemy tries to attack us, we will win in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you touch yourself and say from today, whatever comes from my mouth, it's going to be blessed. It's not to kill, but it's to build. In the name of Jesus, let us stand up. Some of us, we don't know how to fight. Some of us, we are trying to be somewhere we are not supposed to. But guess what? God is bringing you back. God is bringing you back to the kingdom of God. And God will fight for you. Pastors, if you was a pastor back home, it's time to position yourself. Come support the work of God. It's not about you, it's about the kingdom. Praise the Lord. It's not about you, it's about the kingdom. If you're coming to praise Pastor Tony, no, it's you and your God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready to serve the living God? Are you ready to say, I will stand. I will not let the enemy to kill the house of the Lord. Is it good when we hear, empowerment, it's going to be closed because there is no people and we cannot pay the bill. Praise the Lord. It's for you, Pastor Munene, and say, you know what? I will stand. This church will not be closed. In the name of Jesus. Call those who have been coming to this church and you don't see them anymore. Call them. It's time to tell them that God is saying it's time to rebuild again. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak prophetically in this church. God's gonna build this church again. In the name of Jesus. Some are giving up. Some is like, we are just 10. Guess what? You are strong in the name of Jesus. We are looking for a strong foundation in the name of Jesus. How many have been trying to pull you maybe out of this church? Hallelujah. Oh, come to our church. It's bigger than empowerment. God has an assignment for you to be in this church. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's time to build. It's time to build. It's time to build. It's time to build. If God has called you to take care of children, come do Sunday school with all your heart. Hallelujah. It's time to serve God. Touch yourself and say, my God, I know my weakness. From today, I want to serve you. Before I finish, God see the desire of your heart. When you work, why do you want to work that job? Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, I was talking about the enemy. I'm a business lady. And there is a declaration I did. I told God, I don't want anything to steal my joy. Those who know, I do trucking business. And recently, I purchased a truck. And in me, I say that truck, the first fruit is to feed my orphan's children back home and to sponsor Mam Teresia conference. But the enemy was not happy. It's a new track. Remember, I have some old. But guess what? This is just testimony. It's not a must. I tell you what I do. But this will build you. The first time, the track couldn't unload. I said, devil, you are defeated. The second time, okay, I told the driver, bring the truck back to where I purchased. When he was driving, the truck got fire. I said, devil, you are dealing with the wrong person. And guess what? I say, Lord, whatever, even if I'm gonna get a room to feed those children, I'm gonna do it. Why? I want to frustrate the enemy. But I decided nothing will steal my joy. Sometimes I know Pastor Tony always tell me, hey, evangelist, sometimes if it's me, maybe I can be in your world. But guess what? To know who I am in Jesus Christ. It's for you to encourage yourself. It's for you to say, you know what? God has your life on his hand. Even if you go extra miles, he cares for you. He looks at you and say, my sister, my baby, I'm with you. I'm with you. Just keep on focusing. I'll not leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. You can do it. If you obey my commandments, I will bless you and I will not curse you. Praise the Lord. And I love Isaiah 54. It says, I'll give you a new song. Before this year ends, God will give you a new song. You have been waiting for papers. Papers are coming in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are going through a tough time getting your papers, but God has a way for you. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you don't know the way you are supposed to go, but he is there for you. He is there for you. Look what God did. A miracle. Giving papers for the next year. You know, here. Who did it? It's only God. Don't give up. The prayers you pray, it don't go to the trash. Hallelujah. It's only waiting upon God. Those that ears is just like a bante. God is about to do popcorns miracles. I call them that way. Just when you say something, something happen. Just stay in the kingdom. I hear the Spirit say, just stay in kingdom and you will not regret. In the name of Jesus. What do you want God to do for you today? What do you want God to do for you today? What do you want God to do for you today? Just you are here to surrender all to God. And he will rebuild for you. He will rebuild for you. He will rebuild it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's all close our eyes. Maybe you are there and you don't know this God we are talking about. You want to give your life to Jesus. Lift up your hand. This is a time of salvation. You are saying, God, you have been with me all this long. The sacrifice God wants you to do this year is just to surrender all to God and give your life to Jesus. Are you born again? It's time for salvation. You cannot fight anymore by yourself. He will fight for you. Surrender all to Jesus. Give yourself to God. Maybe you are there. You are a backslider. God is calling you back to the kingdom of God. You can fight for yourself, but this time, tell God, I even tried to backslide, to look and figure out which is my way, but guess what? He's saying he's the way, the truth, and life. Are you there? You want to give your life to Jesus? Okay. Are you there? You need a miracle. I don't know what kind of a miracle you need. Maybe you need a miracle of healing. Maybe you are sick. Or some of your family is sick. Lift up your hand. Maybe you need a miracle of your job. Lift up your hand. Maybe you need a miracle for your family. Lift up your hand. Maybe you need a miracle. You need a favor. Just lift up your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all pray for all those hands. Everlasting King of Kings, we're here to tell you we love you. We are here to say there is no any other God like you. We are here to declare that we'll be blessed going out and coming back. Father, we declare good health in our body. Father God, as we declare, we pray for those who are sick. Touch them and heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare no bad report in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you. We declare revival in your church. We declare revival in the body of Jesus Christ. We declare salvation in the name of Jesus. We declare my King of Kings. That my God, you will fight for us. Will be fast, but not the tail. Will be blessed, oh God. And there is no weapon will be put against us shall prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you said you will not put us to shame. Jehovah, build for us once again. I pray for Empowerment Church. I pray, Father, for the pastor of this church. I pray for his family. I pray for all the members of this church. Jehovah, as you spoke to us about this message, the little gift they have, the little dreams they have, my God, we will use it in this church in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, we declare this church will grow. In the name of Jesus Christ, this church will stand in the name of Jesus Christ, and every member will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Their children will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Abba, Father, we love you and we honor you. Thank you, because we know who we are in you, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and believe. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you once again. And you're gonna go far because of your tongue. You're gonna get miracles, receive miracles through your tongue. It's for me to remind you that he will do it once again for you. Praise the Lord. I think I'm done as Pastor is talking there. I'd like this time, it's time to introduce my friends. I say Jockey. Jockey, stand up. This is Jockey from Kameme Radio Jumbo Radio Network. A lot of people, they know Jockey. Can you see, say hi? Do we have a minute, Pastor? Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, my name is Jockey Wadegwa from Jumbo Radio Network. More than that, I love the Lord as my personal Savior. Bwana asifiwe. God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my guest to just say who they are. And thank you. God bless you.
Praise God. My name is Lucy Makura, and I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Irene Kimiti. I just moved from Michigan. Repositioning myself, got to do good things.
Amen. My name is Eugenia Okoye, and I'm blessed to fellowship with you today.
Amen. Praise God. My name is Njoki Mukiri, and I love the Lord.
Praise God. My name is who she said I am. And I love the Lord as my personal Savior.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not a visitor. I'm Hilda's friend, and this is my church. My name is Nancy Karanja, and I love the Lord, and I bless the Lord for you, Hilda.
Praise the Lord. My name is Pastor Hugo, and I'm glad when I was told to come to the house of the Lord. And I'm very, very happy to see what is going on here. Keep up the good work in Jesus' name.
Pastor Hugo, this is where we meet, our monthly meeting. So when I invite you to come and minister, this is the place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Carol, I know she's taking care. Who else was my guest? Thank you. Thank you for supporting the ministry. Pastor Tony, I know this is not my ministry, but we have to build the work of God. We have to support the work of God. And that's why I call my friends and told them, you know what? Come and support me. Come, we preach together. So we are here to support the work you're doing for the kingdom of God. May God bless you. And I know, and you know that I love you so much. May God bless you. May God continue increasing and surprising you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. What's wrong, Giddy? Okay. Thank you. God bless you until we meet again. I love you all.
Come on, give it to everybody.